This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Did President Trump break the law when he pressured Georgia's Secretary of State to find enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's White House win in that state? Key Senate Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois says there ought to be a criminal investigation of the president's conduct. The president pressed Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find some votes. But Raffensperger fought back, saying the president didn't win the state.
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
The AP's Julie Walker.
In the hour-long Saturday call, Trump repeatedly pushes his disproven claims of fraud to try and get his way.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
But Brad Raffensperger continually disagrees with Trump's claims.
We don't agree that you have won.
Georgia counted its votes three times before certifying Biden's win by a margin of 11,779 votes.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams says among the reasons the U.S. has been slower than expected vaccinating people against the coronavirus is that healthcare workers were taking holiday time off. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says things are picking up.
Some little glimmer of hope is that in the last 72 hours, they've gotten 1.5 million doses into people's arms, which is an average of about 500,000 a day, which is much better than the beginning when it was much, much less than that.
He was on ABC's This Week. Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, wanted on espionage charges here in the U.S., will not be extradited from Britain, says a judge there, who says he'd probably kill himself if he was in a U.S. prison. Iran seized a South Korean oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, alleging oil pollution. This is AP News. It's going to be a busy week in Washington and in Georgia. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Tuesday's runoff elections in Georgia will decide which party controls the Senate. If the Democrats win both seats, that would enable President-elect Joe Biden to easily set up his cabinet and enact a legislative agenda. On Wednesday, Congress is set to certify Biden's victory in the Electoral College. However, some Republicans say they won't certify the results, but others in the GOP warn that such moves are destructive. President Trump has suggested he may make an appearance Wednesday at some demonstrations expected in Washington. Mike Hemp in Washington.
One silver lining in the miserable year gone by, 2020 saw the fewest mass shootings in more than a decade. Experts say people avoided going out in public, and everybody, including potential gunmen, focused on other tragedies. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.